Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah, I've been talking about salt this afternoon. JP, big salt fan. Plenty of salt on there. It's spiraled then into the greater conversation about the different types of salt. And to me, and you know, salt is salt.
Well, to me, it doesn't matter what salt you're adding, as long as you're adding enough salt.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Or something with salt in it. So like really salty butter. That's the best of both worlds. Let me call my salt guy, if you don't mind. Yeah, he's over there. This is Lion. And talking food with Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation. It's ringing.
Hello, it's Sean Hill.
Hello, Sean. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM in Ireland. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm struggling along, you know.
Struggling along?
As best I can.
Do you know what that is, Sean? It's too much salt. You gotta cut back on the salt. Let's not have a salty conversation, actually.
Indeed.
And let's focus on salt. Your book is, you're the author of Salt is Essential.
Quite right.
I suppose I have to ask, are you in the pocket of big salt, Sean?
I wish I was in the pocket of anybody. I'm here waiting for a brown envelope from anybody for an opinion. But I wrote it because salt has become a bit demonized over the while, as giving you high blood pressure or whatever. But food without salt tastes of very little.
Yeah, well, and of course it's a favourite. You're a Michelin star chef at the Walnut Tree restaurant in Wales. And I suppose chefs, everyone always has this idea of chefs throwing buckets of it in because they're not the ones eating it. It's the customers eating it.
I've seen that. And what it is, it's very theatrical to have a great lot in your hand and lift it from a great height, but it just provides a lot of sweeping up afterwards. I mean, the salt itself is how much you season stuff. It's quite important to what it tastes like in the end. I mean, it brings out the flavor of things. Some people use like some sea salt rather than rock salt, or, you know, you can get quite expensive salts and funny colored salt. They're all to do with, you know, other minerals that are trace elements that are in there. But the basic job of salt is to get some sodium chloride into the food so that it tastes of something.
Okay, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. That if anyone knows the difference between the salts or what I can expect when I'm tasting the salt, it can be you, and you could maybe explain it to me. Like particularly when you hear about these wildly expensive Himalayan salt or the pink salt.
Yeah.
What's so good about it?
Not much, frankly.
Okay.
The price, if you're selling it, I think, is the biggest selling point. There are, as I say, these are all trace elements that are in the salt, but the main function of it. I mean, I have had a beef that's been sort of aged in Himalayan salt and stuff, but any salt will do more or less the same job. The most expensive is something called fleur de sel, which is what rises to the top on the salt beds for sea salt, and it's sort of a bit crunchy. But to be honest, there's not a huge amount of difference between one and the other, and I would be very hard put blindfolded to tell one from the next.
Okay, well, that's a relief, because I wouldn't regard myself as a salt aficionado at all. I wouldn't know your table salt from. There's also Achill. Have you tried Achill Island sea salt?
I have, and there are other ones. I mean, was it Oriel? Is it? And I think O'Neill's, and there are several. But I mean, I think they're the greatest plus point for them is they're near, rather than they're intensely different one from another. What you can do that's different, that's interesting, is in cooking with salt. The two things. One is that in China they quite often roast salt, coarse salt, and then crush it. And because cooked salt has a slightly different flavor to raw salt. So if you put salt on top of your steak after you've cooked it rather than before, it will stand out as saltier, but it won't do the job quite as well.
Okay.
And similarly, you find that most Italian chefs will put lots and lots of salt in the water they boil the pasta. That's not because it absorbs any of this stuff. It's just that the pasta's wet when you finish cooking it. And, of course, there's a fine and even line of saltiness that it's left.
Right.
In its wake.
Okay, right. That's worth it. I always throw like a little pinch of salt into the water, but I wouldn't go nuts if I was ever boiling pasta.
Well, you most times put quite a bit of salt, and as I say, it's not so that it ends up salty. Most of the water is the brine that you cooked it in goes down the sink after you've drained it, and some put a little bit of the cooking liquor into whatever sauce they're making, but that's only to season it.
Yeah. As a Michelin star chef, what's your position on customers asking for salt? I've been in restaurants that wouldn't be salt on the table. You feel self-conscious about asking for salt because you've seasoned it to the level that you feel it should be seasoned as the chef.
Yeah, but it's not me eating it. So I mean, I don't put pepper on the tip because pepper is an ingredient the same as parsley or anything else.
Okay.
But salt is often it's a question of personal taste. I mean, my mother put twice as much salt in food as I do, and I put twice as much as my children do. So I think it's probably easiest just to leave a bit there if you're unwise.
That's interesting, isn't it? That generationally people are using less and less of it. And I suppose you're taking on the boogeyman, notion. You're turning it around. What are your thoughts on monosodium glutamate? You mentioned China there a moment ago, and I suppose Chinese food is full of it.
Well, there's loads of types of salt, and sodium glutamate's one of them. Or anything with sodium in the front is a salt.
Right.
And they're all flavor enhancers or so. But if you're not used to it, maybe if you're born in China or somewhere, you get accustomed to that sort of taste. But for me, anything other than the very lightest pinch of glutamate starts to give a bad feeling on the roof of my mouth, and I don't enjoy it so much.
Yeah, some people don't react well to it. No. It's a fascinating chat and a fascinating book, worth having a look at. It's called Salt is Essential.
Yes.
Sean Hill, thank you so much for taking the call this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Much obliged. It wasn't that salty in the end. I think it was just right. Cheers, sir. All the best.
Bye now.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.